Blog Talk Radio.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Wash me through, create in me a clean heart, so that I may worship you.
Change you as he did a change for you.
Praise God. On this morning, as we come boldly before the throne of God, think about that question. Do I allow the change to come in me? Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, ADM. Giving honor to Christ, who is the head of my life, to my wife, Pastor-elect Barbara Smith, to my pastors, Apostle Temple and Lakeisha Spencer, to all of the ministers, to all of the evangelists, prophets, deacons, mothers, youth, intercessors, men, ADM frontline, members, families, and queens, good morning. Good morning to our international partners, Norway, United Kingdom, France, India, and Germany. Good morning. Good morning, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Tennessee, Pennsylvania, California, Alabama, Michigan, Delaware, Oregon, Puerto Rico, good morning, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, the Caribbean Island Chain, Missouri, Illinois, Canada, and Connecticut. I bid you good morning, good morning, good morning. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For we called on the Lord, and he heard our cry, and delivered us from the muck and the miry clay. Oh, yes, he did. Oh, yes, he did. Because of his goodness, because of his grace, because of his mercy, because of his endurance, we are here today. Thank God. Thank God. You see, it was God this morning that woke you up, started you on your way, touched you with his finger of love and life. Nothing is missing. Nothing is broken. Everything is jointly and fittedly into place on today because of God's mercy and because of who he is, our God, our Father, our Savior, our Deliverer, our Healer, our Protector, our Provider. Yes, he is. So as we come boldly before the throne of God, giving him the praise, giving him the honor, giving him the glory for all things on this blessed Wednesday morning. Good morning, Mother Jackson. God bless you. How are you?
Good morning to you, Pastor Apostle. God bless you. First, I give honor to Jesus Christ, who's the head of my life, and I give honor to my husband, Joe Jackson. I give honor to Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple, and
okay, God bless everyone. I think Mother Jackson probably hit her phone on mute and just went out for a second. God bless you, Mother Jackson. I'm Jackson. My God Almighty, you probably got your phone on mute. You might want to take it on and off. And I just give God the praise for each and every one of you. Amen. It is a blessing. Amen. 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 We're going to give her a chance, my God, to go ahead and take it on and off. Come back in. But I thank God for you all, and as you tend to come back in, amen, we just give God the praise because he is worthy to be praised. And I know just so many of you just geared up and just ready to embark into the things of the living God and just ready to embark into that place that God has you at. And I'm telling you right now, my God, it's not going to come easy. But one thing about it, my God, the Bible never told us that it will come easy. It's going to be a press. It's going to be a fight. It's going to be a thing to where you just have to keep pushing. But the race ain't given to the swift or the strong. But he that endured to the end. And I got a question, my God, this morning. Are you a endurer? And I thank God for each and every one of you just willing and just ready to stay in the press and want to keep enduring. Because God got a blessing for you. And it's something with your name on it. Amen. And we just thank the living God that he's given us the word of a right now to help us to stay focused in a word for right now so we can keep moving and penetrating into that place where we need to be. Because God is worthy to be praised in the prayer of the righteous availeth much. And I got a question, my God, where do you fall in that line, my God? Prayers of the righteous availeth much. And we just give God the praise, and I just thank him because he is worthy to be praised. And we just thank God and bless God for everybody on this Independence holiday. Amen. For the 4th of July. Make sure you just take some minutes out. Love on your family. Love on each other. Amen. Take a minute to give a deep breath. Amen. And just enjoy the happiness and the beautiness of your family and what God can place around you on this day. Amen. And we should be doing that every day. My God, but we're going to focus on today. And we just want to make sure we love everybody and you just be a blessing to your family on this national holiday. Amen. And we just continue to give God the glory and we continue to give God the praise. And listen, I'm not going to hold that much time. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and embark into a place with God, embark into prayer for God to continue to shake our life and allow us to see us, allow us to see ourselves. Amen. But we won't get trapped and get caught up into the enemy's snare because, yes, he's lurking and he's looking because he's ready to shoot an arrow to knock you out of the place where God already positioned you at. But I know that the devil is a liar. And I know that the truth is not in him. But I think the Almighty God was taking us into the place where we need to be. Because God is worthy to be praised. Father, I thank you right now as we come before you, in communion and fellowship, God, with your spirit. And I thank you right now that you have an hour steps our order. Amen. We thank you right now for the change that you allow to come into our lives. Allow us to take an examination of the different things that we need to change and we need to see so we can continue to grow and you can do something new within inside of us. God, we thank you that we're going to continue to walk into that place that you called us and you told us to walk into. We shall lift up our voice and we shall lift up our voice and give you the praise. And this day, fourth special going into this second half of this year, my God Almighty, God, we shall not be speaking out of our mouth with feet. We shall not speak, my God. Everything that comes out of our mouth shall be victory because we have seen the Goliath lay before us. We have seen, my God, different oppositions that we have overcome. We have seen the victory that comes into our life. And therefore, Lord, we thank you. And we give you the praise, my God, that is due to you. And we give you the praise that is offered up to you. We thank you, God, that you're receiving us, my God, as your children, as your sons and daughter. We thank you that you're receiving our prayers. You're receiving our worship. You're receiving our praise. Thank you, God, even though at times it doesn't come out with sweet melody or they'll come out with the correct sound, but I thank you that you're a God that judges our heart. You see the different places that we come to prayer, where we train to go, and we thank you, God, in this man and the hour, and we're going to continue to seek your faith. Holy Ghost, help us to stay focused on the direct will and the direct alignment with God, for our spirit to continue to be shaken into a place with God that we will never back up and we will never, by God, come out of. Help us, God, to continue to get into that place of prosperity, continue to get in that place of peace, in that place of joy. Help us, God, so we can begin to see the different issues that lies within ourselves, so we can begin to make the correction, God. Help us, God, so we can begin to see ourselves and be accountable to the different things and the different decisions that we make within our own walk and that we make within our own self, and we will not hold others accountable, and we will not blame it on somebody else, God, because of our walk, because of the decisions that we make, and because of the different things that we do. God, we thank you that we're going to keep going forth, and we thank you that you've given us the patience, given us the spirit, so we can keep going forth, my God, not only going forth with a voice for Noah, but going forth understanding that the power that is lies within inside of us, understand that the anointing that is over our life, that has come to destroy every yoke and everything that is in our path that is not like you, God. Help us, God, to bring more understanding and bring more, my God, teaching by everyday life how the anointing to go before us and how the anointing can be released to begin to destroy things in our path, to destroy things as a right now, God, because we are submitted unto you and we are your servants, we are your children, God, and we thank you, even though the adversary looking to try to come rage and become mad, God, but that's all right. We're going to continue to give you the praise because we know at the end of the day, it's about what you have to say. It's about what you want. It's about what you're going to do. And we thank you, God, that as we realize, my God Almighty, throughout everyday walk and serving with you, and those singing about God, storms after storm, we don't walk through valleys, trials after trial. We don't handle issues after issue. Been through different parts of our life, God, where we're frustrated and worried, God. But we thank you that we have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor your seed begging for bread. That's why we could call, lift our hands, and just say, we give you the glory and shout praises unto you. And we just thank you for giving us strength and giving our bodies strength, giving our minds strength. We thank you, God, that you illuminate different things that is in our life for the very thing that is trying to take us out of here. You begin to show us, you begin to keep us, you begin to shield us. We say, thank you, God, that even though we might not answer the way we want you to answer, but you always on time. That's why the Psalm writer says that he is our on time God. Oh, yes, he is. And we can definitely confess and we can speak and receive that, yes, you are on time. And therefore, we understand now that give us the confidence right now to take a stand because you may not come when we want them, but surely we understand that you will always be right on time. And we thank you, God, for not leaving us, my God Almighty. You've always been by our side. And we give you the praise and we give you the glory, God. So therefore, we command our morning to work for us. We command different things that are in our life that is going to get in alignment and work for us. In the name of Jesus, we give you the praise and we bless your holy name. I pray, amen and amen and amen. God bless you, Pastor.
Yes. God, we thank you. God, we thank you. The Holy Spirit of the living God, we adjure you, come in the midst right now and touch this corporate prayer that our apostles just prayed. Touch every area. Touch them right now, Lord Jesus. Turn it around by your power, Holy Spirit. Turn it around by your might, oh glory, hallelujah. Come in the midst on today. Come in the midst, Holy Spirit, and meet us at our need on today, Holy Spirit. Come in the midst. Let your anointing rain down. Let it flow. Let it rain down in the overflow of abundance upon each and every one of us, Holy Spirit, internationally. nationally, and locally. Do it right now, Holy Spirit. Move right now, Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Touch every mind. Touch every heart. Touch every thought process this morning.
Yes, Lord.
Spirit of the living God. Move right now.
Yes, Lord.
Move right now, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
We need you, Holy Spirit. We need you right now. And
yes,
we thank
Lord.
You for coming. We thank you for renewing. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for touching, leading, and guiding. For teaching.
Yes.
We thank you, Holy Spirit, for each and every word of that prayer. Holy Spirit of the living God, move over this earth,
yes,
north,
Lord.
South, east, and the west. Do a work. Do a work today, Holy Spirit, in your people. Oh, glory, hallelujah. And we thank you for being here. And we feel your Holy Spirit moving on the inside, having your perfect will in your perfect universe, under your perfect will in each and every one of us. Spirit of the living God, we are moved by your love, by your touch, that you've come now from the Father through the Son to
Amen.
Give us what we need on today, Holy Spirit, to shake us, to move us, to do it right now.
Yes,
in the name
yes.
of Jesus. Holy Spirit, Yeroboshanda, we adore you and we
yes,
adjure
Lord.
You. Work
yes,
it all
Lord.
Out for our good. Holy Spirit of the living God, we thank you and we praise you for
yes.
coming to see about us. From heaven's gate, you came. And we receive, Holy Spirit of the living God, everything this day, this morning, that you have for us. To take us a little further in the Lord Jesus. So, Holy Spirit of the living God, we thank you. We praise
yes.
you. We adore you.
Yes.
And you are worthy. You are worthy. And we thank you. Lord Jesus, have your way right now. Have your way. Have your way.
Yes.
yes. On today. That we give your name the glory. We give your name the honor. We give your name the thanks. Above
yes.
everything. Lord Jesus.
Because
of your sacrifice. Because of your blood. Lord Jesus. That you hung on that cross. On Calvary's Hill, for
yes,
each
Lord.
And every one of us, we say thank you on today, Holy Spirit, as we celebrate independence, that we have the freedom to serve God, to worship
yes.
Him
Amen.
In the name
yes.
of Jesus, to accept
yes.
Him as Lord and Savior. We thank you, Holy Spirit. The comforter of the living God, to come down and sup with us a little while. And we thank you. And we praise you, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you. We give you praise.
Yes.
We give you honor.
Yes.
And we give
yes.
you glory. On today, in Jesus' name,
yes.
we say hallelujah. We say hallelujah.
Yes.
yes, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We say yes, Lord. In Jesus'
yes.
name. In Jesus' name, Yeriboshat. Only that name, only that name can wash away our sins. So we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for working everything out of us that's not of you, Lord God, and putting into us what is the perfect will of the Lord God. We thank you. And we praise you on today. Thank God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, praise God. I'm going to just give a scripture, and then we're going to bring our apostle back in. Praise God. Give us some inspiration and close us out on this holiday. Amen. And my scripture, amen, is coming from Isaiah 43 and 19. And it says, excuse me, behold, I will do a new thing.
Yes.
Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness.
Yes.
And the river in the desert. God bless you, Apostle Temple.
Amen. You know, just like Mark, he says, God ready to do a new thing. But I got a question, my God, this morning, that how can God do something new if we are not willing to change? My God, because of change coming into our lives and because of change into a part of our life and take part, that's where something new could come in. If you're not willing to change, my God, how can we do something new? And we all sit back and just look at this other half of this year just left. We don't left and we don't pass our first half of the year. The question is, from the first half of my confession, that I confess that I want God to do something new. A lot of us going to New Year's, we have these New Year's resolution, and we begin to speak stuff over our New Year's and begin to say and declare different things that we want to come into or we want to be detached from or stop. Amen. The question is, if we could take evaluation right now and begin to look at where we at right now from the beginning of January to right now at the beginning of July, the question is, have things changed within you? What have grown inside of you? What have grown? Have you grown? Have things changed within you? Have your mentality, your mind changed? My God Almighty, for God to begin to do something new. I got great expectation for this second half, but I want you to begin to receive the blessings that God has for you. But I just want to let you know that God is not going to pour new wine into old skin. Y'all hear me? He's not going to pour something new, my God, where something old is still at. We got to begin to get ready and go through a process of change, allow the change to take place. And when the change takes place, we cannot blame the change on anybody else. We cannot put the blame on this person or that person or that person, because what it's going to do, it's going to prevent you from getting into your blessed place. Number one challenge that the church and the body of Christ really have, they always try to put the blame on somebody. That just reminds me of the children of Israel, Pastor Smith, that how they've been walking out the wilderness, and they've been putting the change, my God, been putting, my God, issues on everybody. So many people been in abundant situation for the most parts of their life. And since they've been in abundant situation, they don't understand how to have freedom. They don't understand that hey, it's your decision for change to come in. It seems though we got to make. It seems though somebody needs to make you change, or somebody needs to tell you to change, or somebody needs to give you some affirmation that hey, encouragement that hey, baby, you need to change. Baby, but I'm telling you right now, true change will come within you. The moment you look inside of yourself and you say, God, I need a what created me a new mind, because this old way of thinking, this old mind is not doing any good. It's not helping me. I'm not getting into my blessed place. When you truth change, when you look at yourself and say, listen, Lord, I need to do something else. I need to do something different. My life needs to change. My my this need to change because I have this going on. I have that mm-hmm. going on. This is going into my life. That's true change. When you identify what needs to be changed into your life, for you can begin to be a better individual, an individual that God created, not man, my God, but what God created. So many of us, we begin to walk into change according to people comments, according to what people think about us, according to how people feel about us, according to the compliments of people. But the question is, if you change it according to what you're hearing around you, are you changing for the will of God? We got to get into a place where the will of God is leading ourselves and order ourselves. You won't never be able to get into that blessed place if you, my God, if you allow other people around you to take you through the process of change. You allow other people around you to plant seeds inside of you. If you allow other people around you to, my God, to mold you. My God, the last time I checked, God want to put you on the potter's wheel. God want to do the final molding. He want to craft you. He want to, my God, do different things inside of you because he handpicked you. My God, he handpicked you. He handpicked you for something special. He handcrafted you. My God, you're not like your sister and your brother. You're not like your brother or your sister. You're not like nobody. God made you your own unique individual. He made you how he wanted to make you. But the question is, are we getting into the point to where we want to, my God, take on people's thoughts and take on people's feelings? Amen. The question is, my God, when have the last time we really looked at ourselves? We looked at our walk. We looked at what we do. When the last time we stepped back to just check out ourselves and say, God, change me. I want a new thing. But a lot of times we don't want to change. We want the blessings, but we don't want enough things to do to, my God, to get the blessing. Watch this. We want new furniture, and our whole house is filled up with furniture. We got furniture here, old furniture that we don't have for 20 years. Some of the furniture we had since our childhood, we keep bringing it from one place to another place to another place. So now you look around and say, well, I'm tired of this furniture. I want something new. So what you do, you go out, you're going to buy you a new set. Then now when you buy you a new set, you bring the new set in the house. So where the new living room sofa set needs to be, you still got the old sofa set there. Where the new kitchen table needs to be, you still got the old kitchen table there. Y'all hear me? Where the new, my God Almighty, where the new chairs needs to be, you still got the old chairs there. So now you're trying to figure out, how can I still bring into the new, my God, and mix it up with the old? So now instead of you having a house that it can look beautiful, or you having a house that it looks so pretty and looks so good, now you have a house what they call a hoarder. You got hoarder. You just don't want to let things go, my God Almighty. You just sitting with the old and you sitting with the new. But I want to let you know, you better believe if the new come in with the old, eventually the new going to be contaminated. Amen. Eventually the new going to get the whatever dust that is on the old, it's going to eventually get on the new as well. Saints of God, if you want something new from the Lord, you got to remove that old furniture, for God can do a new thing. And when God ready to do a new thing in you, he do a lot of renovation. Y'all about to hear me. He do a lot of renovation. He do a lot of cleaning up. He just don't bring in new furniture. He makes sure the floor is clean. He makes sure the walls, my God, got the stains all painted up, amen, before he brings a new thing. Maybe God is trying to clean things up in your life because he finna get ready to do a new thing. Saints of God, count it joy when things begin to show me of my reality, my God, what's inside of me, because God is cleaning my house because he's ready to bring me some new furniture. He's ready to bring me a new thing. My God, you might as well get ready for your blessed place, because we got to stop looking at people, stop looking at issues, stop looking at this, and we got to say, listen, this is me. This is my body. This is my mind. Ain't nobody controlling. Ain't nobody doing this stuff here. God is trying to do something new in my life. And if I allow God to go ahead and clean my house, if I allow the angel to take out this old furniture, take out these old chairs, take out these old tables, guess what? Now God can release something new in my life. And when God releases it into your life, baby, you got something. You're going on with something.
Allow the change to take place for God to do a new thing. And once the change takes place and God do a new thing inside of you, you're found out you're better off. But if you're going to sit there and wrestle with the new and the old, all you're going to do always be in a wrestling match. And nothing increasing in your life. You always have a chip on your shoulder. You're always trying to run down something that is not real and unrealistic. Amen. You're always trying to find something out. You're always snooping in somebody else's business. You always got something to say about something else. Amen. Because if God needs to do a new thing inside of you, and because you've not allowed him to do a new thing inside of you, you're always not peaceful. And guess what? Now the enemy don't come in to play with your imagination, and now you're thinking you're seeing it, you're hearing, you're dreaming, you have a vision that is of God. No, baby, the enemy just playing with you now to keep you into that place. And guess what? When you look around, it's in the same new. If you look around and you don't see newness going on in your life, you got to check who you're hearing from. You better check what steps you y'all gotta hear. You gotta check what you're hearing from. As many of those, we get to the place, we're gonna say, oh, shout out about God doing this. One thing that I do know, walking with the Lord, my God, and also hearing from him, one thing that I do know, before the Lord begin to reveal and want to do and want to use you to do somebody something new in somebody else's life, he's gonna do it in your life first. He's going to allow you to be that example. He's going to allow you to be the one to first partake in this. Amen. Mm-hmm. He's not going to leave you out. My God, the word, in other words, we say this all the time. The word hit you first before it hit anybody else. I'm trying to figure out how the word is missing you and going to hit somebody else. Amen. Mm-hmm. Take a look at your life. Take a look at your surroundings. Because at the end of the day, if I'm still in a rut, and if I'm still, my God, in a place, regardless of all this stuff I want to say, maybe God is trying to give the word to me before I can give the word to somebody else. Maybe the word is trying to come alive inside of me before I try to tell somebody else. Amen. We got to allow the word of God to change us first before we can release it to somebody else and try to change them. Many of us get into this place, my God Almighty, to where we feel as though, my God, a new thing is all about me, just saying, hey, Lord, we'll fix it, Lord, we'll do it. But one thing about it, talk is cheap, but the actions that you have speaks more than the words. The question is, what if he does something new in your life? It's easy for you to tell me that, hey, God's going to work something else new out, but my God, seeing is believing, because I can look at your life and let me into, can you make me a believer? Many of us, we got to begin to walk with the Lord, and we got to allow the word of God to allow it to be accountability in our own personal life first, because God's trying to clean our house, and if we allow God to clean our house, we'll see we think different. We'll see we have different patience on different things. We'll see where we should have, my God, ready to jump on somebody. We don't jump on them. We restrain ourselves. It's not saying that you ain't going to have no feelings or anything. Even the Bible says, have anger, sin, not. There's going to be things going to make you mad. There's going to be things to make you angry. But guess what? After a while, you'll turn, you know what? I'm going to turn it over to the Lord. The Lord got it. The Lord will fix it. It's time for you to take the second half of your life very serious. It's time for you to go ahead and go out there and gain more than what you don't came in this new year with. It's time for you to go ahead and allow your marriage to grow. It's time for you to allow your finances grow. It's time for you to allow your health to shift into a better place so you can have long life here on earth. It's time for you to take dominion, what God done gave you, every promise that God done sent. It's time for you to go after it now. By this time, you don't see what needs to be worked inside of you. By this time, God will reveal to you things that you need to work on. By this time, it's time for you to go ahead and go in a clean house. My God, clean house with gossip. Clean house with lying. Clean house with all little things. Clean house with your weakness. Because God wants to do a new thing and new furniture in your life. He want to bring something new inside of you. And the moment you allow him to bring in something new, maybe everything that you confess at the beginning of the year that what God is going to do, you're going to see. Everything that God told you is going to happen, you're going to see. You don't have to our help lines up with the instruction and lines up with the order, God's going to keep you in perfect health. He's going to keep you in perfect position. Why? Because I don't allow God to do a new thing inside of me. I don't allow God to clean my house. I don't allow God to move the old furniture out of me. I'm telling you right now, so if you allow God to renew your mind, your business is going to explode. You're going to accelerate on your job. Y'all hear me? Soon as you allow God to do that new thing, you're going to see that the blessings of the Lord make it rich and add no sorrow. I'm telling you this morning, if you yield and allow God to do a new thing inside of you, you're going to reap peace. You ain't going to reap disappointment. You're going to reap joy. You ain't going to be unhappy another day in your life. You're going to celebrate with the Lord. You ain't going to celebrate with the enemy. You're going to have good thoughts. You ain't going to have no thoughts of defeat, thoughts of variation, thoughts of stress, thoughts that you've been defeated, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. Is anybody ready for God to do a new thing? Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you ready? Are you ready? He's not doing a new, he don't want to do a new thing because he just feels though he want to chastise you and want to pick on you. He want to do a new thing because you don't pray. You don't ask. You don't ask the Lord to come in. You don't ask the Lord to heal you. You don't ask the Lord for salvation. You don't ask the Lord to deliver you. You don't ask the Lord to touch your body. You don't ask the Lord to touch your finance. You don't ask. So now God said, I'm going to answer you. And my answer is, you got a clean house. When you clean house, I can give you what you ask for. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We got to get out of this phase, and the saints of God got to get out of this foolishness of the big bad wolf that is called the devil. The devil, the devil, the devil. Baby, when you're a saint of God and you're a child of God, serving God the best way you know how, you ain't having no devil issues. You have a structure problem. God is trying to show you things that is in your house, things that is inside of you. Your structure needs to change. You need to do some repairing. You need to do some remodeling. You need to do some house cleaning. You need to get some things out of you because there's certain decisions, certain things that you are reacting to that it needs to change. And because it needs to change, it causing your house, your structure of your house, to be leaning, going rocking side to side. But I'm telling you right now, I know that God is raising up a nation that is on this line, that is right now all over the world, that is ready to be a strong tower. They will not shake. They will not move. When the wind blows, when a storm may come, they shall stand as a strong tower. It's because they don't allow God to do a new thing, repair their wall, repair their structure, repair their foundation, because I'm ready for something new. Is there anybody ready for something new? Before I get off this phone line, my God Almighty, this morning, I prophesize in the name of Jesus that a newness coming to your home, a newness coming to your mind, a newness coming into your family, a newness coming into your walk, a newness coming into your relationship with God, a newness coming in your finances, a newness coming right now, a newness and refreshing coming in your salvation, in the name of Jesus. God is doing a new thing. Saints of God, get up, bless yourself home, clean your house, move out the old furniture, move out the dusty stuff that you had for years and years, and let God do a new thing, because I'm ready for my blessings to change me down. I'm ready for my blessing to be shaking and running over. I'm ready for God to open up the windows of heaven to pour me out blessings that I don't have room enough to receive, because I don't allow him to do a new thing. Don't look at your spouse. Don't look at your friends. Don't look at the naysayer, the he said. I know they're making you mad, but you keep your eyes stayed on him, because God is ready to do a new work. God is ready to do a new thing. And I don't know about you. I'm already turned around. I'm already shift. I'm already moved into another place with the Lord. That's why he could do a new thing. My God, my blessings come to me right now. Whatever the heavens is releasing, I'm ready to receive, because I'm in a new place. God bless each and every one of you. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Glory. Hallelujah.
God bless you, Apostle. What a rich, rich, rich word from our Apostle, Temple Spencer, on this morning. Praise God. Now, you know, he could have kept going with that one. Amen. For me, can't talk about nobody else, but for me, amen, is God doing a new thing in you? Have you had a change in you? May God richly bless you on today. Amen. May that word richly bless you on today. And come on back tonight at 7 p.m. where our own Mother Helen Walker, or as we call her, Mother OG, is going to come and break the bread of life with us once again around the table of the Lord. You come on back. Until then, God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. And I'd just like to do a shout out to all of our international partners. God bless y'all. Have a God blessed day.
You gotta press through the pain. You're gonna live past the moment. The sun will shine through the rain. All of the worst is behind you. So put a smile on your face. Cause you're gonna make it. Yeah, you're gonna make it. Make it through the day.
You got it.